the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. It begins today in Redding, California, where Lindsay Weisgarver spotted a spider in his apartment and thought a torch lighter a good way to kill it. If you don't know what a torch lighter is, it's kind of like a regular cigarette lighter, but it's a little larger and the flame is under a lot more pressure. Unfortunately, when that flame hit the spider scurried onto a nearby mattress, which caught on fire. Lindsay and his roommate were able to extinguish the fire on the mattress, but the spider got to a flag collection and the drapes nearby in the bedroom, and that's when they tried to put the fire out with a garden hose. That didn't work because the fire spread to a closet in the bedroom. Fortunately, by this time, firefighters showed up. Somebody had called 911. Firefighters were able to keep it from getting into the attic or the neighboring apartments. Everybody, fortunately, got out unharmed, but there was about $11,000 in damage. And the apartment has been declared uninhabitable.
A flag collection? Really?
Yeah. By the way, the spider, also uninhabitable. That's what catching on fire will do if you're a bug. Lindsay said, you know, we've been thinking about moving for some time. I guess now's the time. The spider incident, he says, just sped up the process, which makes me wonder, were you really, really careless there? Or what the hell, we're moving anyway. Story number two is from Santa Clara, California, where a woman went to Costco on January 4th to return something. What she was returning was her Christmas tree, which was now, of course, dead. 10 days after Christmas, she's returning her Christmas tree. The man behind her in line couldn't believe it, so he took a picture and posted it on Facebook. As for Costco, I don't know if you know this, they are known for some very generous return policies. In the past, they have paid off people who returned an empty wine bottle and an old fish and a used chicken coop and photo prints. Basically, you can return anything there except electronics, which have a 90-day limit. It's funny to me, they put a time limit on electronics, but not on Christmas trees. The store reluctantly gave the woman her money back. Story number three, sent in by listener Brad Crowell, is a story from Cottonwood, Arizona, where Alberto Lopez applied online for a job as a police dispatcher. The department ran a routine background search on her, and that's when they found out that Alberto was a suspect in a robbery at the Bank of America branch in Phoenix 14 months earlier. This is the guy who wants to work for the cops. Bank officials had suspected Alberto, who used to work there. They think he may have stolen $5,000 between July and September of that year from the bank. Investigators had been looking for him to talk to him about the robbery, but he kept missing appointments with the investigators and refusing to answer their phone calls. So with the arrest warrant in hand, the cops in Cottonwood, Arizona, emailed Alberto, who had applied for the job online, and said, hey, you know what? We'd like you to come in for a face-to-face interview for the dispatcher job. And when he did, they told him, unfortunately, you're not going to get this position with the police department, and you're under arrest. And we finish with this story from Naples, Florida. A story of a guy named Michael Higgins, who drove his 2003 BMW convertible right into the pump at a Chevron gas station, then backed off and left and went down the street 2 miles to another gas station, and that's where the cops caught up to him for the damage he had done at the first place. Michael told them, oh, I just thought I hit a sign. I didn't think I had to stop for that. Wrong. The deputy smelled alcohol in his breath and noticed his speech was slurred. He said, don't bother giving me a breath test. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to do your field sobriety exercises. I'm not exercising my rights. It's pointless because I've been drinking for the last 2 hours. That's when the woman in the passenger seat of Mike's car got out and started yelling at the deputies and throwing things on the ground, including her iPhone, which she smashed. Boy, that taught the cops a lesson, huh? Smashing her own iPhone. Michael was taken to the Plantation Key Jail's DUI room, where deputies again said, we'd like you to submit to a test so we can gauge your blood alcohol level, and he refused, but now he started yelling he had to use the bathroom. The deputy told him, okay, wait a few minutes, we'll take you, and that's when he stood next to the trash can and pretended to urinate into it. Eventually, the deputies got him out of there and took him to a hospital where he had to get medical clearance since he had been in a car crash. At the hospital, Mike shouted that he was having chest pains and was suicidal, and that's when he looked over at one of the cops and winked and said, I can play games too. Oh. Let me just tell you kids listening in, the police love when you do this sort of stuff. They love it. After the doctors cleared Mike and he got taken back to jail. He started punching doors and windows. Had to be put into a restraint chair. Meanwhile, the police checked his record. Turns out Mike has a record of past DUI arrests, including some that happened out of state. In the car, there were still a few ounces of vodka on the floorboard of the passenger side of the vehicle in a bottle. The passenger who was there, the female passenger who had smashed her own phone, she wasn't charged with anything. But Michael, well, I would list all the charges against him, but I'm off at 6 tonight. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS.